From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the U.S. from the 12-nation Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was signed by the Obama administration, but never ratified by Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the action.
When you enter into these multinational agreements, you're allowing any country, no matter the size, any one of those 12, including us, to basically have the same stature as the United States in the agreement. So we're basically on par with some very small companies who are getting access to an amazing market, the United States, and in return, we're negotiating at the lowest common denominator.
He said bilateral trade agreements will be more beneficial to the U.S. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he hopes to revive the concept of TPP with the other member states and possibly even China.
We want to have more opportunities with more markets. We already have a China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Certainly, there is the potential for China to join the TPP.
Meanwhile, Mexico's president said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade deals with the U.S. and Canada, given Mr. Trump's criticism of the 22-year-old North American Free Trade Pact, known as NAFTA, which he wants to renegotiate or withdraw from. Gambian President Adama Barrow Monday announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee who was instrumental in organizing the opposition, against longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barrow remains in Senegal, where he was sworn in last week, and his return remains uncertain, although a spokesman indicated it could be Tuesday. Jammeh, who refused to accept the election defeat back in December, left the country late Saturday and is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. Mr. Barrow accused him of taking millions from the treasury before departing. This is VOA News.